birds. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It is Dave here. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And if you're single and feeling lonely and desperate for something to love, well, there's plenty of content in here worthy of your desires. It's February 14th. In case you forgot what date Valentine's Day is, and we talked about our personal plans tonight, which do not involve going out in public and braving the masses with our ladies tonight. No, when you're married as long as we have been on the show, it involves reserving space at your table at home and getting some yummy takeout. Or if you're Steve and John, people who actually know how to cook, well, hitting the kitchen and playing chef. But we also talked about Valentine's Day candy today by state. The fact that over half of people out there think the best sex of the year happens on Valentine's Day. We heard about a guy who suffered a snake bite in India and had a rather strange request from his lady. We hit the phones to hear the stupid things you did as a kid. Tackled numerology back to the Valentine's Day topic when it comes to roses and how many you give. We handed out our final trip to Universal Orlando Resort with the Fast Five today and heard about a strange product that Led Zeppelin has attached themselves to. So have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
So are you guys all set for Valentine's Day? You got everything done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I booked my dining room.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be clear.
Yeah, I bought dinner yesterday for tonight, and that's
yeah,
it.
I bought dinner a couple of days ago for tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, this is how you do it, folks.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. You know, although there's nothing wrong with going out or anything like that.
It's just, true. You know, I'm just saying for when you're married, you know, 5+ years.
Yeah, that's
this is how it goes.
This is how it goes.
So last night I said to Kristen, Kristen, I asked Stephen yesterday if he wants to buy you flowers, and he said no. I didn't ask Stephen that. This was just me feeling it out. And she goes, oh, really? She laughs, and I go, yeah. He said no right away. And she goes, okay, you don't need to get me flowers. Yeah.
And then she says, I asked him, and he said jewelry. Instead. Two can play that game.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
This is something I find really, really sad with Valentine's Day upon us. Right? Do you know? No matter what the holiday, no matter what's going on, they'll have some sort of metrics about favorites state by state.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, these are fun.
Right. Valentine's Day candy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Favorites for, let's see, in Alabama, their favorite is the candy necklace. Then again, in Alabama, that's the only jewelry you're going to get from your husband.
Candy necklace. Right?
You know, Alaska, Connecticut, Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, New Mexico, and New York, heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. Okay, that makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Classic, right?
Hershey's Kisses, you would think that would be popular in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
right? No, they're popular in Arkansas, Delaware, and South Dakota.
Okay.
All right, as far as chocolate hearts, just little chocolate hearts,
mm-hmm.
all right? Maine and Nebraska like those. Chocolate roses. Oregon and Wyoming.
I'm seeing a theme here with the chocolate.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
All right. And then Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Where do we come down?
What do you think? What do you think is our favorite Valentine's candy?
It's not the chocolate or the chalky hearts with the messages.
No, you can't even get those this year. The company's out of business. They won't be around until next year.
Oh, geez. Is it chocolate? Is it some sort of chocolate?
It's chocolate in a way. It's chocolate and something else.
What else is
peanut there? M&M's.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, Steve.
I actually almost bought them yesterday for Christmas.
Peanut M&M's, because nothing says Valentine's Day like a candy you can get any day of the year.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Ozzy and Crazy Train. This flu that Ozzy got is nearly killed
him. Yeah, they thought he had pneumonia, right?
Yeah. I mean, that happened to Lisa last year. She got the flu and then got pneumonia.
Wow.
I mean, she was taken out for days on end.
Right.
For the better part of a month it took her to get.
And
to think
her immune system hasn't been rattled with diseases from bats and doves
and drugs. Speaking of getting things into your system, all right, Cindy,
mm-hmm.
could you live without Randy?
Well, I guess I could, but I wouldn't really want to.
Exactly. Right. You know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is a guy named Shikhar Rai, who lives in the rural area of Northeast India, was recently bitten by a venomous snake while he was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Right? And after it happened, he noticed that he knew he didn't have too much time to live. So he has asked his wife, Amiri, for one small favor before he died.
What would that be?
He wanted them to die together so they would be reunited, so we'd be united forever. And she said yes.
What?
So he bit her on the wrist trying to pass the venom onto her.
Jesus Christ.
All of a sudden, he thought he was a snake.
It doesn't work that way. Shakar.
You know, doctors finally got to the house right after he did it, and they rushed them both to the hospital. Shakar died. Miri has survived.
Mm. With a bite mark, though.
With a bite mark.
She's getting it tattooed in his memory.
Right. What's his name? Shakir was here.
Exactly. W-U-Z.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
Led Zeppelin and Black Dog. Led Zeppelin has cut a deal with Vans, and they have Led Zeppelin sneakers coming out. It's a black leather slip-on with, like, the symbols from Zoso. Thank you. Yep. I don't know why I can't get the so out. Zoso.
YOLO.
Right. So they got the symbols from there and other things on them, but they're like little, you know, white imprints on a black leather sneaker that's a slip-on, and I might be the only person who buys them, to tell you the truth.
I think they're missing their target audience.
Yeah.
I don't know how many
Although,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I could see what you're saying, but Led Zeppelin is so universal. I mean, you know, it goes into teens nowadays.
Right. I understand that.
Right.
The main Led Zeppelin fan is in their 40s, 50s,
and 60s. Right.
Not at the local skate park.
Dave and I, how do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, the Steve Buscemi meme. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
So you're not doing flowers because you convinced your wife that your son said not to.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing flowers?
I think I'm doing a burrito.
You're doing a burrito.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good BOGO out there.
Is it bringing home a burrito?
I'm excited. I think she'll appreciate that
if
more.
If I came home with flowers, I would get, Lisa would bitch at me. She would.
Yeah?
Yeah, because she's, you know.
Because they're going to die someday?
No.
She has a weird hang-up?
Yes, you might as well get rid of me. I'm going to die someday. Right? Something that she's waiting for. But she, you know, like, if you're not going to Trader Joe's to buy flowers, right, for her, it's like you've wasted your money. You know, so it's like, okay, fine, I'll just pass on the flowers. All right? But I found a list, and Cindy, you might find this interesting.
Okay.
I found a list of the meaning of the number of roses that you give to people from 1 to 100.
Oh, wow.
All right? And there's a different meaning for each and every one of them.
Numerology.
All right, right. The meaning of roses, 1 to 100. A single rose, often gifted to those you love. A single rose indicates love at first sight. Or you saw some drunk guy selling roses at a bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Two roses would be a gift of two roses, single roses, to those you are deeply in love with. Three roses means I love you.
Okay.
All right. Pick a number.
Eight.
Signifies I want to be yours.
Okay. That's all the Peter Frampton
version. Yes.
Peter Frampton.
Yeah. 59.
59. Okay. Let's see. They jump around 59? Some of these. Yeah, 59.
How high up does this go?
99.
No, it goes up to 100.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
All right. Right. Yeah.
Let's go in tens from 59.
This number, this is friggin' ridiculous. 59 roses. This number in a bouquet simply means love.
Who is buying, first of all, who's buying 59 roses? That's ridiculous.
Okay, you got a number, Sin?
Well, how about two dozen?
No. Jesus, it only goes up to 100.
Are you listening?
She said two dozen.
Oh, two dozen. Yeah. 24.
I heard 2,000. I heard John, 2,000. I'm with you. I heard 2,000.
Let a special somebody know that you're always on their mind. That's what a gift of 24 roses is. Right, and it goes.
These are pretty bland. I was expecting more.
Right. One. Let's see. 99 roses wants to let a special someone know that you love them till the day they die, giving them a bouquet of 99 roses.
How come these are all positive?
Right. Yeah.
I wanted something to be like 81.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Satan's rose bunch.
100 roses. You know what that is?
How much?
Somebody has too much goddamn money. That's
that's true. Like, how much do you think that would be today?
I don't even want to think about
God,
that.
The gouging?
I don't even want to think about it. But had you taken advantage of ProFlowers,
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There are single people out there. There are people who have broken up with people. The folks at Hooters have put together a promotion to get free wings at Hooters.
Okay.
All right. As of today, if you take a picture of your ex, like they know who it is, you can take a picture of anybody in. Right, to your local Hooters, they will give you 10 wings.
All right.
As long as you buy 10 wings.
I was going to say, there's got to be a catch.
Right, because there's no, you know, and there's nothing I hate, but don't tell me you give me something for free when I have to buy it. Right, that's a BOGO.
Say it's half price.
Say it's half price or something like that, but that's it. And more than likely, the reason why that woman isn't in your life anymore is because you spend too much time in Hooters. All right, but 34 degrees outside right now, and right now, it is time for us once again to get to the Fast Five. Yep, today's Fast Five artist is Pink Floyd, and I'll play five clips from five different Pink Floyd songs. You don't have to identify the clips in order, but you do have to identify them correctly, all five of them. Be the first person to do that, and you and a guest will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination. We'll put you up on site at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. And now, once again, here are the five clips. The last one is such a gimme. All right, we will start out this morning with Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
What's going on, guys?
Sitting here doing our Salulu radio show. How are you doing?
I'm trying.
You're trying? Confidence is not high. All right, Bruce, where are you from?
Thetford.
Okay, it seemed like that was a stumper question. I didn't, you know, I'm surprised that you didn't have it right off on top of your tongue. All right, now, have you ever been to Universal Orlando Resort before?
When I was like 11.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. How old are you now?
29.
Oh, well, you're due.
80.
All right. All right. Well, Bruce, you understand what you got to do here. There are five songs to be had. You need me to play the clip again?
I got four out of the five, so we're just going to give a guess. Good old college try.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, then here comes Bruce.
Good luck.
With his good old college try. Go for it, Bruce.
In the Flesh, Money, Welcome to the Machine, Learning to Fly, and Time.
Wait, say that a little
slower. That sounded like a long run-on sentence.
Right, so we could actually follow along. Give me them one at a time.
In the Flesh.
Right.
Learning to Fly, Welcome to the Machine, Money, and Time.
I have to tell you, my good man, that is incorrect. That takes us over to Diana. Diana, can you identify those five songs in the Fast Five from Pink Floyd?
I can, John.
Oh, she says this with such confidence.
Bring it.
All right, bring it, Diana.
All right, it's In the Flesh, Welcome to the Machine, Young Lust, Learning to Fly, and Money.
You know what?
What?
She's money.
Cha-ching! Winner!
That's awesome.
Hey, I got to tell you something. When I saw a woman's name up there, I said, you know, with this band, this is a woman's band.
I can't believe it was a woman.
It's a guy band.
Yeah.
You can't give me the credit, man.
You.
It was my husband, actually.
Really? Why didn't he call in?
Because we did. We were both calling.
It's his Valentine's Day present.
Okay.
Now he's good for dinner.
You're the one that got through.
I'm the one that got through. I always get through, but I never get it.
Well, you got it today. You've got a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. Are you going to take him or someone else?
We are going to take him and probably add two kids to
it. Okay. All right. Well, enjoy yourself. You got the trip. 7:30 tomorrow morning. We do it once again here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You ready for this one, Cindy?
Okay.
58% of people expect their best sex of the year on Valentine's Day.
Right. No pressure.
Yeah. Well, the only one, the best actually, if I find a new porn site, maybe I'll have it. you know.
58%, seriously? The majority of people?
Yeah,
that's like expecting the best party on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly.
Never happens.
By the way, it also counts if this is the only sex you have of the year.
Okay.
That would be the best sex you have of the year. But the surveys of 58% of people believe that that's what they're going to get today. 85% say because they try harder in bed on Valentine's Day. Really?
Tossing some rose petals down.
Yeah, that's
real half-assed.
All right, thank you very much. All right. And 52% say things will be more intimate than usual. Oh, they're kicking the dog out of the room.
I know who it is! I know who the mom dangerous!
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one!
I am!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Here's a lesson for you. All right? And now look, we've all done stupid things.
Yeah.
All right, but and especially when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a level of stupid that I have never come across before. As a matter of fact, this is so stupid. It was actually a TV commercial at one time, and I wonder if these idiots actually saw this TV commercial and thought this would work.
Okay.
Three teenagers tried to rob a bank in Oklahoma City on Tuesday, but got caught because their Uber drop-off, they used Uber to get there, mm-hmm. and then called Uber to pick them up after they robbed the bank.
Come on, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on.
That's it. The first Uber driver called the cops, realizing what was going on. The second Uber driver was driving up as the cops were arresting them.
What, were they putting their ski masks on in the back?
Yeah, in the back.
You know, like racking around.
You know, and he said, you know, take us to this bank. And,
right.
You know, really? Really? I mean, this is, and look, it's not just the times. When we were, any of us, when we were younger, we did stupid things, which raises the question.
Kids are stupid and so were they. Who did it?
Yes, all right. So, I'm curious.
Yep.
All right. If you look back, and I'm going to open this up to everybody, 215-263-WMGK, the stupid things you did when you were a kid. I told you about this in the office one day, that the neighborhood I grew up in, there was a lot of swampland, and they used to, they were building houses and putting on, driving sure. piles into the ground, and they had to put a dirt road in, but there was swamp on both sides of the dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
So they put one of those giant, sort of corrugated metal pipes in
right.
there.
Right.
And, you're talking about. And we would try to swim through it.
Jesus, you're an idiot.
We stopped when one kid didn't come out.
Yeah, I was going to say, that gives me the chills just thinking about
yeah.
it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So claustrophobic.
All right, stupid thing you did as a kid.
For me, it was probably a robbery of sorts as well. We lived by a Pepsi bottling plant
right.
in Allentown, and we used to sneak in cheesy 80s action heroes
right.
or villains, really, sneak in behind the fence and literally go inside the factory, behind the stacks of pallets and everything,
right.
and steal 2 liters of Pepsi and all their other products. And we actually made a game out of it to see who could get the biggest stash of soda, drink it all, and then go back. And every week we'd try to top last week's stash.
Oh my God.
Literally going inside the factory among the forklifts, among the employees, sneaking behind this maze of it was insane. It was absurd. We could have gotten arrested.
Steve?
I decided that at 16 years old, when my parents moved, we bought a new house and got
right.
a slightly bit more land other than Northeast Philly, mm-hmm. that all of a sudden I was Tiger Woods because I had a backyard.
Uh-huh.
I took my dad's, one of his wedges or whatever, and decided uh-huh. I was going to chip around in the yard. Well, I was at the edge of the house and there was a window there. Now, the window was probably 5 feet to my right. We haven't even moved in yet. It's just that this house used to be my aunt and uncle's, so they had moved out, so we were just changing some things up. I took a backswing, and the ball went 5 feet to the right and smashed the window before we even moved in.
Damn. Okay. All right. Cindy, do you have a stupid?
You know, I'm starting to think because I'm not a guy, I don't really have a stupid.
Okay, I can see that.
I put my head between the rails of a staircase or something when I was a kid and it got stuck. But
yeah,
you know,
all right. As long as growing up on a farm was surprising. I thought you were going to go with put my head between the legs of a cow.
I don't drink milk to this day.
But we've all done it. So, we've all been stupid, just as stupid bank robber kids using Uber to be their getaway car. So what was yours? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you want, you can remain anonymous, but more than likely you've told this story to other people. So 215-263-WMGK, the stupid thing you did as a kid. Earlier this morning, we had this story, and we were opening up the phone lines to everybody on it, 215-263-WMGK. Three teenagers in in Oklahoma City on Tuesday were attempting to rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
all right, and they used Uber to get there.
Right.
And they were using Uber as their getaway car,
too.
Yeah.
Delivery
yeah.
and getaway.
I wonder if they went with Uber X or did they go for full-blow Uber. What do you think?
Uber X felon.
Uber pool.
Okay. And what happened is the first Uber driver realized what was going on. Can you imagine? It's like that commercial. They're sitting in the back of the car.
The ink explodes all over them.
And they're putting, and the guy's saying, oh, he's a real nice guy, too. Are you Bob? Yeah. All right. Anyway, the first Uber driver calls the cops. When the second Uber driver pulls pulls up. Right. The cops are there arresting the guys.
That's funny.
Right? So we've all done really stupid things in our lives. So we decided, you know what? Why not open it up to everybody at 215-263-WMGK because... Okay, George, maybe you were better or worse than stupid teenagers trying to rob a bank with using Uber, but what was it for you? What was your stupid teen thing?
Well, my father was a chief of police at a local police station around here.
Okay.
And when he found out my car, because my parents were divorced, my car wasn't street legal, he said, I can't have a kid driving a car that's not street legal. So he took it from me and loaned me a retired police car. Of course, what do you do with the police car as a kid? We did what we call community service and pulled people over when they had a headlight out, a taillight out, and just warned them. Until we pulled over an off-duty police officer. He chased us. We chased him.
Oh, my God.
I got home and got one heck of a phone call. Thank God my parents were divorced.
How old were you when you were doing this?
17.
All right, well, he was old enough to drive.
He's got a mustache, honey.
Yeah. Over to Bill.
Booyakasha, by the way.
Booyakasha.
When we're all young, real young, like 8 years old, I stole my first pack of matches, and we had a back driveway led to the houses, the rear of other houses, and I found a little pile of leaves, and I was experimenting, lighting the leaves up, looking down at a little pile, and not realizing the pile led to a bigger pile, which led to a 9-foot row of shrubs that went around the house, and I lit them all. My parents saw them. I was adopted. They almost gave me back.
The old fire moat that you made.
Terry, what about you?
I came downstairs one time. It was for my daughter, and she had put crayon marks all over her table in
kitchen. What kind of marks?
Crayons. Asked her why or who did it. She denied, but she had written her own name. Like, are you kidding me?
Have a good morning. Ed, what about you? Your stupid teenage thing.
When I was in seventh grade, I went over to my friend's house to hang out, and he had a railroad behind his house. Said, hey, I like hop the freight trains all the time. Said, it's really fun. Well, as it turns out, he never did it before, and we hopped on a freight train as it was starting to pull out, and we couldn't get off for about 30 miles.
Oh, man.
When they stopped to add some more cars. So I had to call my mom and ask her to come pick us up 30 miles away.
Oh, my Lord. Have a great morning. All right, we have somebody here who goes by Triple X.
I love Vin Diesel.
Right? Okay, Triple X, what did you do? What was the stupid thing you did as a kid, as a teen?
1974, senior year at high school, we had that Christmas break. And me and four of my friends were like, well, what are we going to do for this week? You know, someone said, well, hey, let's go to Florida. Well, how do you want to get there? And two of my friends said, wait right here. An hour later, they show up with a brand new 1974 Cutlass Supreme. I went, that'll work. Pack our bags. Boom, Florida, we go. After the vacation, my buddy drops off in front of my house, and he parks his Cutlass down the street, and he starts walking. I said, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing with that car? He goes, dude, we stole that car. I said, what? I mean, we were all over Miami. We were staying at the Castaways. Everybody from the school was there. Hey, where'd you get that car? I said, I don't know. They got it. I don't know where they got it from.
I believe we have a winner.
Yeah, this'll work.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Our folks are the thanks. We want to thank the folks.
Thank me.
At Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' is doing all kinds of great things for Valentine's Day, and they sent us a whole bunch of Valentine's Day Dunkin' Donuts. You can get heart-shaped, bling-sprinkled, and cookie dough brownie batter double-filled donuts. Wow.
Sounds intense.
I hope those are assorted different donuts. They're not all in one. Right? A cookie dough brownie batter double-filled donut. No, I guess that's one.
Hey, sign me up for it. There's nothing not to like.
The blings, it's two donuts because I just had the bling sprinkled.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, those were bling sprinkles?
Yeah, they were bling sprinkles. I had that after I ate my...
That's the heart-shaped one.
Yeah, I had that after I ate my blueberry post-depression donut because it has glaze and blueberry in it.
Right.
Oh, so they made it good.
So I've had two donuts in 10 minutes. And the Lisa's bling sprinkle didn't have the double batter cookie dough chocolate.
That wasn't in the box, that one?
It wasn't in the one I ate. I'll go try another one, and I'll keep testing them if you need me to.
I'm beginning to wonder why he's spending all this time in the bathroom this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please?
Oh, he turned it off!
Oh, that was a, Steve plotted a coup. It almost was successful. Wow.
Can I bring it back?
Steve, just, that was devious. Just to get this for you. All right. Not one, but two. All right. All right. I only showed Steve two fingers, right? And look at that. I got past you again.
Son of a bitch.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.